anything about this case, Sarah, that you think would make sort of a good teaching point? I guess one issue would be what might be in consideration for the future. If this lady were to develop disease progression, what are some of the strategies that you might want to think about? Would you recommend, for example, that she have some kind of multiplex NGS testing? And also, she had BRCA testing.
So I think excellent question. So she did have BRCA testing. She does not have a mutation. She had a very strong family history of breast cancer, but did not have a BRCA mutation. And she actually did have next generation sequencing done off of a biopsy in the metastatic setting, where she was found to have a PI3 kinase mutation and to be cyclin D amplified. So one thing we did discuss was that, you know, certainly there are no approved current PI3 kinase inhibitors for metastatic breast cancer, although the Sandpiper data should be presented at ASCO, which had looked at fulvestrant with or without tacilizumab, so GDC-0032, the more beta-sparing and alpha-specific PI3 kinase inhibitor. And I think drugs like that may be of interest for consideration on a clinical trial in combination with endocrine therapy, given the presence of a PI3 kinase mutation. You know, looking at the cyclin D status, certainly looking at the biomarker data that has been presented from the CDK4/6 inhibitors, we don't yet have a biomarker predictor for benefit. One would have thought cyclin D amplification would have predicted benefit, but it didn't pan out. Obviously, this patient's already had a CDK4/6 inhibitor and developed progression on that. You know, I think one question that always arises post-progression on CDK4/6 is there any utility to giving a CDK4/6 inhibitor again in combination with a different endocrine therapy? And at this time, I don't think we have sufficient data to recommend that.